Let's talk about a core part of the MAGA demographic, the base. The folks Donald Trump looked right in the eye and said, and I quote, "I love the poorly educated." And you have to admire his honesty. It's the most transparent thing he's ever said. He didn't say, "I love the hardworking," or "I love the patriots." Nope. It was a straight up shout out to people who think the Great Gatsby is a magician who escaped from a box. This is his target audience. The people who get their news from memes created by a guy in a basement in St. Petersburg, Russia. They think a fact check is something you do at the Piggly Wiggly. Trump sees a person who thinks the food pyramid is an Illuminati scheme, and he doesn't see a failing of the education system. He sees a 5-star Yelp review waiting to happen. He looks at a crowd that believes climate change is a hoax because there's snow in their yard, and he doesn't see ignorance. He sees a beautiful, high-functioning focus group. Of course he loves the poorly educated. An informed citizen might ask pesky questions about, oh, I don't know, tax returns or infrastructure weeks that never happen. But if you think the capital of Vermont is Ben and Jerry's, you're not worried about policy details. You're a prime customer. These are the folks who'll see him misspell hamburger and think it's a secret code to take down the deep state, and not that he just really, really wants a burger. It's a brilliant, if cynical, strategy. Why try to win over people with critical thinking skills when you can just appeal to those who think critical thinking is what you do when your favorite NASCAR driver clashes? He's not pandering. He's curating. He's building a coalition of the confused, the misinformed, and the proudly oblivious. The kind of people who hear he's a stable genius and don't immediately ask, "Stable, like a place you keep horses?" So, the next time you hear him say he loves the poorly educated, remember, he's not insulting them. He's reading his customer manifest. And business, for him, is booming.